This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I will praise your in the morning, to the sunset in the evening. I will praise your, I will praise your. When I'm drowning underwater, in the deepest, darkest ocean, I will praise your, I will praise your.
So why is it that so many women are choosing Islam? What gifts does Islam give them? Well, the message that Islam propagates is, the essential message is that we have one God, the Creator, and that human beings have been put onto this earth yearning to connect with that Creator, yearning to understand, what's the meaning of life? What are we all here for? What's the point of all this? And I think all human beings at some point do come back to that question. Sometimes we suppress that question because it depresses us or because we don't find the answers around us. We suppress it using alcohol, or we suppress it using drugs, or we suppress it using any kind of escapism, you know, that is available to us or that our heart inclines to. And ultimately, what that sense of emptiness can lead to is worship of our own desires. Now, what does that mean, worship of one's own desires? When you're constantly told life is about freedom, doing what you want, when you want, forget about discipline, forget about having laws and rules to live your life by, and forget about God, what happens is human beings tend to become enslaved to their own base desires. That sense of, I want this and I want that. I want to do this and I want it now, right? Whether it's their sexual desires, whether it's their desire for material goods, this world can lead a human being astray and make you go mad if you were to obey every single desire that you had. And so the message, one of the key messages of Islam is, free yourself from worshipping your desires. Free yourself from the worship of created things. You know, all this glitter and glamour that the world offers you, the material world, and submit yourself to the one who made you. And that's actually the first gift that Islam gives us, a relationship with our Creator. That relationship that each one of us is secretly yearning, whether we will admit it or not, or whether we are aware of it or not, there is a certain lack of peace of mind, lack of tranquility that the human being feels when they're not connected with their Creator. Because the Creator, who designed this earth, who designed human beings, designed me and you, has designed us to have that yearning. And if it's not satisfied, then there's a hole in our lives. So the first gift that Islam gives to us as women, and this is for men as well, is a direct relationship with God. I can call on God whenever I want. I don't need an intermediary, anyone in between. You know, I don't need a man to communicate for me or to forgive my sins for me. I can call out to God directly and ask him, and he hears me wherever I am. He knows what I'm thinking. It gives me a framework to understand who is God and the nature of God. That God is not a man. God is not male or female. He's above these things. We refer to him as he because that's the most appropriate thing in the language to refer to him as, and it's considered neutral. And it tells us how to connect with him, how to worship him. How do I access this Creator of mine, you know, who created me? And it does that by way of the message that God sent us. And, you know, we know about the prophets throughout the ages. God sent messengers to human beings to tell us, you know, how to live our lives, to tell us who he is, whether it was the prophet Abraham, Moses, Jesus. And we believe that the prophet Muhammad was the last in that line of messengers that God sent. And he came to affirm what the prophets before him said, and he came with some new things that God wanted human beings to know about. So that's the first gift and the greatest gift. And through that, I feel a sense of tranquility. I feel a sense of peace. When the difficulties of life that are inevitable hit me, I know how to handle them because I've been given a framework with which to look at those difficulties.
I will praise you in all of our misfortune. Fall on you to rise above it. I will praise you. I will praise you. And I.